so you don't have to worry about being branded a conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our subscribers are aware that we are under a vicious attack on multiple levels. There are attempts to play God and to terraform the planet, to move into, you know, hyper transhumanism, things like that. So tell us what we can do to move beyond that, because our adversaries have told us resistance is futile. You can't win. The mind control is so pervasive that folks aren't even aware that they're being duped. And so what can you say to people who subscribe to the Solari Report to encourage them and also to give them more information that they can use as resistance? And today's program is resistance, knowledge, and health as revolutionary tactics.
Mm-hmm. Very good and very challenging subject you're putting on the table. And I want to congratulate Solari Broadcasting for collecting people, informing people, and inspiring people to be skeptical about the world. And if I could say the first thing I would say, make this as brief as possible, approach life with a sense of enthusiasm, but always keep your skepticism in place, especially when it comes to communications, mass communications. As you are very well aware, Brother Junius, the level of propaganda that is saturating the public, whether that propaganda be business-oriented to get us to consume these particular products, will soil all of your ills, consume these medical pharmaceutical drug complexes, despite the fact that they won't cure your ills, they'll at least suppress the symptoms, to consume information that is seductive, but often not even accurate enough to build upon a foundation where it is only the truth that will set us free. So number one, be skeptical. Number two, part of successful skepticism is a high level of functional literacy. And as I look across society, I think this is one of the biggest mistakes that's being happening to younger now, is that the level of literacy that our parents worked so hard for and made a foundation for you and I to be the beneficiary thereof, the highest level of information and education and literacy we could achieve, now we're seeing that being displaced by electronic media, social media, by pointless consumerism, and other things. So number two on my list of must-have for high quality life is a high level of functional literacy. Number three that I would put on this list is your health is your wealth. Your wealth is your health. Too often we've seen so many people who will use up their health towards the goal of gaining wealth, only to find now that they have gained their wealth, they can't enjoy that wealth in their senior years, and now they're spending their wealth to try to regain their health. The two are not mutually exclusive. In fact, we do know with a focus on health and prosperity that's coordinated, we can achieve a very high quality extended lifespan. So those are three fundamentals that I would put on the table for today's discussion. And be skeptical, be well-educated, be as healthy as your well-educated skeptical mind can support.